I'm Maya.
And I'm Daniel. And this is a podcast where English feels like a conversation, not a performance. Not perfect, just honest.
Your day is probably already full. Messages, notifications, people needing your attention. So if you chose to be here right now, even for a few minutes, thank you for that choice.
Yes, really. We know how easy it is to keep scrolling, to keep jumping from one thing to the next. So if you pressed play, you already did something good for yourself.
Today's episode is for listeners who want to speak about their daily life in richer English. Not dramatic English, not textbook English, but the kind of English you actually use when you talk about how your day really felt.
Some parts may feel a little challenging. That's normal. You don't need to understand every single word. Just follow the feeling of the conversation. You can always listen again later.
Think of this episode as a soft break for your brain. We'll carry the English for you. Although, someone here looks like they might need a break already.
Let me guess. My eyes?
Your eyes, yes. They look like they slept for about 4 minutes. Be honest, was it another late night with your phone?
Once again, Daniel and his phone decided that sleep was optional. Bad decision. Very bad decision.
So today we have Sleepy Daniel in the studio.
Sleepy, yes, but my coffee is strong and my English is awake, so we'll be fine.
Also, the weather today is not helping, is it?
Not at all. It can't decide what it wants to be. 1 minute bright, the next minute dark and dramatic. Like it's changing its mind every 5 minutes.
Teasing. So basically, like you in a restaurant.
Wow. Attacked this early in the episode? But yes, that's fair. I read menus like they're legal documents.
But that kind of weather actually feels very real, because most days are like that. A mix of good moments and stress. A little light, a little heavy. And still, when someone asks us, how was your day? We usually answer with one small word.
Fine. Or busy.
And that's where today begins, because your day is more than that, and your English can show it.
Today we're going to walk through a full day together, from the moment you wake up to the moment you finally rest in the evening. As you listen, you might think, that sounds like my life. And that's exactly the point.
You're not memorizing sentences today. You're borrowing feelings. You're borrowing rhythm. Later, we'll slow down and explain some of the stronger expressions we use, so don't worry if something passes too quickly.
So get comfortable. Maybe take another breath. Let's start at the beginning of the day, the morning.
Daniel, let's skip the perfect version. Tell me the real story. How does your morning actually start?
All right. Honesty only. I don't jump out of bed full of energy. My alarm rings and I immediately start negotiating with it.
Negotiating?
Yes. I tell myself, 5 more minutes and then I'll be a responsible adult. Sometimes I win. Most of the time, the bed wins.
And then the snooze button suffers.
Absolutely. 1 snooze is fine. 3 snoozes is already risky. After that, I'm rushing in my head before my feet even touch the floor.
I know that feeling well. For me, my body wakes up first, but my brain arrives late.
So what do you do?
I sit on the edge of the bed for about 30 seconds. No phone, no messages, just breathing. I quietly think, okay, I'm here. This day has started.
That sounds small but powerful.
It is. If I skip that moment, I feel scattered all day, like my thoughts are running in different directions.
After that, my routine is simple. Bathroom, face, teeth, and then comes the real challenge.
Let me guess. Hair?
Exactly. Trying to make it look like it belongs to a human being.
You succeeded today.
Thank you. That means more than you know.
Then comes the wardrobe moment. On good days, I choose clothes the night before. On bad days, I stand there asking deep life questions like, who am I? What is my style? Why do I own this shirt?
Existential crisis before breakfast.
slower, grounding, breakfast itself is simple. Nothing fancy, just something real. Toast, oatmeal. I would love to say green smoothies, but that would be a lie.
Smiling. Toast is honesty. Smoothies are marketing.
Calm transition. Before leaving, there's one last moment. The door check. Keys, wallet, phone, bag. I tap my pockets like I'm going through airport security.
And somehow, even after that, we still forget something.
And then we step outside.
Gentle continuation, reflective. And that moment outside the door, it always feels like a small crossing. Inside was safety. Outside is responsibility.
Yes, the air feels different. The sounds change. People walking quickly, cars passing, everyone already somewhere in their head.
My commute isn't very long, but I've learned that even a few minutes can change how the day feels. If I rush immediately, my whole day feels tight.
So what do you do instead?
If I can, I walk a little. Not fast, not for exercise, just enough to notice things. The light on the buildings, someone holding coffee like it's life support, faces that still look half asleep.
I love that. Not staring, just noticing. It makes you feel like part of the world, not just part of your to-do list.
Exactly. Sometimes I listen to music, sometimes a podcast, and sometimes I let my mind be quiet.
My commute is usually louder. Public transit, people on phone calls they shouldn't be having in public, someone arguing with a machine that refuses to work.
Free entertainment.
Yes. If I'm awake enough, it's funny. If not, I just stare out the window and completely disappear into my thoughts.
That's a great phrase, by the way. To zone out.
Yes. To zone out means your body is present, but your mind goes somewhere else.
So instead of saying, I took the bus, you can say, I zoned out on the bus and watched the city go by.
Small details like that make your English sound alive.
And then, suddenly, you arrive. Work, school, your desk, your screen, the real part of the day begins.
When I open my laptop, my day says hello immediately. Emails, messages, requests, problems I didn't plan for.
Some mornings feel calm. Other mornings, by 9:30, you already feel like you're behind.
That feeling has a good word, swamped.
Swamped means you're extremely busy. So busy, it feels like you're standing in deep water made of tasks.
On those mornings, I try not to panic. I pause, I make a short list, and I ask myself one important question. What actually needs my brain right now?
That question alone can change the day.
On a good day, I start with easy tasks. I answer simple emails. I finish small things quickly.
That's another useful phrase, to whip through something.
Yes. It means doing something quickly and efficiently. When I whip through a few small tasks, I feel capable, like I'm not drowning.
And on bad days?
On bad days, I open everything at once. I answer half an email, then I check something else, then I forget what I was doing.
That's when the brain starts to feel messy.
Exactly. That's called feeling frazzled.
Frazzled means tired and stressed, like your thoughts are overcooked.
When I notice that feeling, I stop for 1 minute. I breathe, I drink water, and I choose one thing.
One thing at a time. Good English. Good life advice.
Late morning is my best thinking time. If I don't destroy it with my phone, I can focus deeply.
Same here. Writing, planning, creating. That's when my brain feels sharp.
And emails?
If I'm smart, I whip through them quickly. If not, I check them all morning and end up just as frazzled.
Different routines, same story. And then comes a very important moment. Lunch.
Ah, yes. The hero of the day.
My relationship with lunch is simple. If I skip it, I suffer.
The future version of you will definitely complain.
Yes, so I try to eat something real. Not fancy, just real food.
Because eating too fast or eating at your desk always has consequences.
And then the afternoon arrives.
This is a tricky time. Sometimes you want to rush to finish everything quickly.
But there's a saying, haste makes waste.
It means when you do things too fast, you make mistakes and lose more time later.
If I write emails too quickly, I send them to the wrong person. Then I have to fix everything.
So slowing down actually saves time.
My afternoons are usually full of people. Meetings, calls, messages. Sometimes I feel swamped with conversations, not just tasks.
That drains social energy very fast.
That's when I use one of my survival skills. I politely wiggle out of things that aren't really necessary.
To wiggle out of something means escaping gently, without conflict.
Instead of saying no, I say, can we handle this by email? Or, can we do this next week?
Smart sentences save energy.
If I say yes to everything, I go overboard. And by 5, I'm completely drained.
And then comes the final part of the workday. That last part of the workday is always interesting. Sometimes there's a second wave of energy. Sometimes your brain quietly leaves the building before your body does.
Yes, your body is still at the desk, but your mind is already on the sofa at home.
On those days, I have to ask myself a real question. What can I actually finish today? And what can wait until tomorrow without creating drama?
That honesty is important. If I lie to myself and keep pushing, I stay late and still don't feel satisfied.
This is where I decide. Do I keep pretending I'm a machine, or do I accept that I'm human?
And what do you usually choose?
Let me cut to the chase. Most days, I want to be the hero who finishes everything. Then I remember something very important. Tomorrow exists.
That realization alone is powerful.
On a good day, I close my laptop at a reasonable time. I take a breath, and I actually call it a day.
That's not just advanced English. That's advanced life skill, knowing when to stop.
Evening. And then we leave work behind. We step through our door and enter our second life.
When I come home, I need a small reset. I put my bag down, I change into comfortable clothes, and I just stand there for a moment.
No music, no screens, just letting your body arrive.
Exactly. I let my shoulders drop, I let the day loosen its grip.
And then?
Then I make something simple to eat. I try to create evenings that feel wholesome.
Wholesome means simple, good for you, and emotionally healthy.
Cooking something easy, soft music, talking to someone I care about, maybe reading a few pages of a book. No rush, no pressure.
That sounds like a commercial for normal life.
And normal life is actually beautiful when we slow down enough to feel it.
A shift. My evenings usually have two versions.
Let me guess. The good one and the regret one?
Exactly.
Tell me about the good one first.
On a good evening, I walk home slowly or take a short walk after arriving. It helps my mind leave work mode.
Movement without pressure.
Then I eat. Maybe talk to a friend or family member and watch something light. Nothing impressive, just calm.
And how do you feel after that kind of evening?
Rejuvenated.
Rejuvenated means your body may be tired, but your mind feels fresh again.
Yes, I'm not afraid of tomorrow. I feel ready for it.
And the other version?
The other version starts with one sentence. Just a quick check.
Dangerous words.
Very dangerous. One check becomes 30 minutes. 30 minutes becomes midnight. That's when I know I went overboard.
And the next morning remembers.
Oh, yes. Very clearly.
Maybe you're listening right now and thinking, this sounds like my life.
And that's the point. Your day doesn't have to be exciting to be worth talking about.
You wake up, you negotiate with your alarm, you get ready, you forget something, you commute, you work, you feel swamped, you wiggle out of a few things, you call it a day, you go home, and you choose rest, or you go overboard.
Every part of that day has language, and now you know how to use it.
Before we finish, let's gently revisit a few expressions from today. No pressure, just listening.
Swamped. Very busy. Too many things at once.
Frazzled. Tired. Stressed. Your mind feels messy.
Rejuvenated. Rested. Clear. Ready again.
Wholesome. Simple. Healthy for your heart.
Go overboard. Doing too much of something.
Wiggle out of. Escaping politely.
Cut to the chase. Go straight to the point.
You don't need to remember everything. Choose one phrase. Use it this week. That's progress.
If you like, share a small part of your day in the comments. One sentence is enough.
Your life is already good material for English.
And we love walking through it with you.
I'm Maya.
And I'm Daniel.
Thank you for listening. Take care of yourself.
We'll see you in the next episode.